Through the magic of radio, you can see anything in your imagination. But now, through the magic of Blank on Blank, you can literally see radio interviews, animated versions of them, at least. They transformed a very moving excerpt of an interview I did with David Foster Wallace last year, and now they've done it again with Carol Burnett from a conversation I had with her back in 2003. It's up on the WNYC website for the first time today. I'm delighted to speak with one of the people behind the magic, David Gerlach, the founder and executive producer of Blank on Blank. Welcome to our show.
Thanks a lot for having me, Leonard. It's good to speak with you. I feel like I've gotten to know you so well listening to so many of the interviews in the low-paid archive, so this is a treat.
Well, how long has Blank on Blank been in existence?
Well, I launched it in 2012, but the idea actually had been kicking around since I first moved to New York over a decade ago. I was chasing the dream of being a long-form writer, like many people in the city, and wrote for The Post and Time Out and ended up at Newsweek. And I always thought about the interviews I'd record to write stories. All my fellow writers would do the same, and no one ever got to hear these tapes. And I always thought that there were these remarkable, one-on-one conversations, really personal, these kind of voyeuristic sound bites that no one got to hear, and you could turn it into something new and fresh, new kinds of content. So I'd been at ABC News, where I was a producer for Diane Sawyer, and I had this idea to launch this series, Blank on Blank, and I left ABC in 2012, launched Blank on Blank, and did some prototypes and PBS digital studios, saw what we were doing, and said, do you guys want to do an animated series? And the rest, they say, is history, and our series began just a little less than a year ago.
It's a nonprofit?
Yes, we're a multimedia nonprofit. We're based here in New York. I'm actually working out of the new Made in New York Media Center in Dumbo in Brooklyn.
Well, of course, Brooklyn. I guess all new projects now start in Brooklyn. What are some of the interviews you have in your repertory?
It's been a range. I mean, the main thing is I'm always looking to find, we focus on a lot of, iconic cultural figures talking about things you wouldn't expect them to hear them talk about, things about life and living in the American experience. So it's been a broad range. I guess this is probably a good example. Within 2 weeks, we had an episode with Grace Kelly talking about her reflections on JFK.
And where did you find that?
That was from the JFK Library, actually. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. After JFK died, they launched a huge oral history project, which was kind of highlighted by recordings with Mrs. Kennedy and the family members. But they also interviewed everyone from bus drivers to people like Princess Grace. And working with the archive, we took that interview and, created a Blank on Blank. So it's pretty interesting. Just her voice alone was remarkable. But to animate it, it was really fun to kind of bring it to a whole new audience.
And where does Blank on Blank, the name, come from?
I give all credit to my wife, Danielle Sachs. We were walking in Brooklyn, as you rightly pointed out, and we were thinking about a name for this. And Blank on Blank, she said it as we were, walking off the curb, and it's perfect because it could be Blank on Love or Artists on Blank. The possibilities are really kind of endless.
How long do you have to listen to an interview to find the right moment to illustrate?
It takes some time. I mean, sometimes a lot of the interviews we find are on, analog. They're on cassette and micro cassette, so the sound can be rough. So it's figuring out, one, what's usable, but also we're looking for these bits and pieces that really resonate. So I guess if you gave me a tape today or an archive interview, it's about a month. It's the turnaround process from, producing the audio and scoring it with some great producers that I work with, then working with Patrick Smith, who's our main animator, and we work on a storyboard and figure out how to bring it to life as an animation.
And you don't edit for time, do you? Because you include pauses.
Well, I mean, I think you probably appreciate, pauses to me have always felt like that's some of the most magical time in an interview, because that gives you there's that moment when someone's thinking, someone's maybe trying to figure out how to express themselves, or maybe it's something that's weighing on them, that they aren't sure how to talk about. So I love those pauses. I love chuckles. We're doing an interview right now we're working on with Jimi Hendrix, and it's great because he chuckles into his glass and you can hear him guffaw and pause in between comments, and that's something unique about journalists are able to hear in the interviews that they do.
And you're imagining what the situation was really like, because you don't have photos of it. You don't have a photo of me with David Foster Wallace or Carol Burnett. But I agree with you. The animator Patrick Smith is just amazing. The one with Carol Burnett is primarily in black and white, but her hair is a wonderful orange. And the figures seem alive. They vibrate.
Yeah, she's obviously just an icon in her own right. And I love her from the Carol Burnett show. And she's one of those people who I think, you know, stands the test of time. And we wanted to just, there's certain things, you know, this isn't a Pixar animation. It's more simple. It's more, lets the viewer, you know, fill in the blanks. But something like that, her hair, that just seemed like appropriate. Mm-hmm. And, the beginning of the episode, I had to have her with the mop, which was, you know, a nod to the Carol Burnett show.
Well, the episode is called Finding Home, and it's about her unusual childhood that she spent with a grandmother who was a hypochondriacal Christian Scientist and her primary caretaker.
Yeah, that was I thought it was an amazing story that I know, you know, certain, you know, populations heard, the people, you know, who were listening to you back in 2003 heard, but it just is a story, whether you're a fan of her or you don't know her, but that idea that, you know, she had to watch her parents leave her with her grandmother to chase their dreams. And she was, you know, raised by her grandmother in a one-room studio until she was 21. It's just, it's remarkable. And those kind of things can resonate, with a huge audience and people who may not even, know who she is or had listened to the original interview.
Well, even if you did, I was there and I still laughed when I watched your version of it. We feel very lucky that you're using our archives to bring past interviews back to life, and we hope you'll continue to do that. But doing Jimi Hendrix, I didn't interview Jimi Hendrix. Doing Jimi Hendrix, I understand. So thank you so much for being on our show. David Gerlach is the founder, executive producer of Blank on Blank. And Finding Home, the animation of my August 19th interview from 2003 with Carol Burnett, is now available on the WMIC website. It's also on our show page. David, hope to speak to you again soon.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you very much.